And news that Washington has finally reached a deal averting a potentially catastrophic debt default is drawing a mixed reaction from the rest of the world. NPR's Philip Reeves in London is watching the markets for us.
We all know that at times the markets can be panicky and irrational. Yet during this crisis, they held their nerve. Analysts say traders were always pretty confident that there would be a last-minute deal. This time, they were right. Today, traders are reacting more with guarded relief than euphoria to the news that the crisis is over, at least for now. Markets in Asia and the Pacific edged upwards, though in Hong Kong, stocks actually dipped, partly thanks to anxiety about Chinese economic stats due out tomorrow. In Europe, Britain's FTSE, Germany's DAX and France's CAC all started the day slightly down. Market analysts say there's concern that the standoff and partial government shutdown may have damaged the US's frail economic recovery. Investors are also clearly well aware that yesterday's deal's only a temporary fix and that there may be another perilous budget battle in the new year. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.